KSL News Time is 6:39. Let's get another triple team traffic look. And back over to you, Andy.
Well, we're watching I-15, and it's a good start for today. In fact, I-215's construction zone not slowing you down at all over on the east side. For those of you coming from Tooele County, both I-80 and the 21st South Freeway, great road conditions and full speeds. Eric?
We have one accident in Utah County. This is on Timpanogos Highway to go northbound on I-15. Not really causing any kind of delays. On the other hand, you do have a little bit of slowdown on Redwood Road heading north out of Saratoga Springs from SR-73 about halfway up towards 2100 North. I-15, though, looking good. Heather?
Looks like we've got a little bit of slowdown on the US 89 I-84 interchange. So whether you're exiting or getting onto any of those roadways, you've got the slowdowns there. I-15 still in great shape. You've got good speeds from Ogden to Salt Lake with just a bit of heavier traffic now between Layton Parkway and Woods Cross. For a top-quality kitchen or bath with top-quality craftsmanship, call 3-Day Kitchen and Bath. They're always on time with no delays and meet all deadlines. Visit 3daykitchen.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The central and south end of the state getting it today, but it's coming our way here in the north. Let's head to the Weather Center and check in with Dan.
Quiet day for the most part in northern Utah, mostly cloudy with a high temperature of 39 degrees. But if you're traveling south or east, expect to be heading into weather. We've got storms pushing into southern Utah that work their way all the way up to the southern end of the Wasatch Front, as well as extending over towards the Uinta Basin. And we will have snow above 5,500 feet.
.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The central and south end of the state getting it today, but it's coming our way here in the north. Let's head to the Weather Center and check in with Dan.
Quiet day for the most part in northern Utah, mostly cloudy with a high temperature of 39 degrees. But if you're traveling south or east, expect to be heading into weather. We've got storms pushing into southern Utah that work their way all the way up to the southern end of the Wasatch Front, as well as extending over towards the Uinta Basin. And we will have snow above 5,500 feet.
.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The central and south end of the state getting it today, but it's coming our way here in the north. Let's head to the Weather Center and check in with Dan.
Quiet day for the most part in northern Utah, mostly cloudy with a high temperature of 39 degrees. But if you're traveling south or east, expect to be heading into weather. We've got storms pushing into southern Utah that work their way all the way up to the southern end of the Wasatch Front, as well as extending over towards the Uinta Basin. And we will have snow above 5,500 feet.
.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The central and south end of the state getting it today, but it's coming our way here in the north. Let's head to the Weather Center and check in with Dan.
Quiet day for the most part in northern Utah, mostly cloudy with a high temperature of 39 degrees. But if you're traveling south or east, expect to be heading into weather. We've got storms pushing into southern Utah that work their way all the way up to the southern end of the Wasatch Front, as well as extending over towards the Uinta Basin. And we will have snow above 5,500 feet.
.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The central and south end of the state getting it today, but it's coming our way here in the north. Let's head to the Weather Center and check in with Dan.
Quiet day for the most part in northern Utah, mostly cloudy with a high temperature of 39 degrees. But if you're traveling south or east, expect to be heading into weather. We've got storms pushing into southern Utah that work their way all the way up to the southern end of the Wasatch Front, as well as extending over towards the Uinta Basin. And we will have snow above 5,500 feet.
.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The central and south end of the state getting it today, but it's coming our way here in the north. Let's head to the Weather Center and check in with Dan.
Quiet day for the most part in northern Utah, mostly cloudy with a high temperature of 39 degrees. But if you're traveling south or east, expect to be heading into weather. We've got storms pushing into southern Utah that work their way all the way up to the southern end of the Wasatch Front, as well as extending over towards the Uinta Basin. And we will have snow above 5,500 feet.
.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The central and south end of the state getting it today, but it's coming our way here in the north. Let's head to the Weather Center and check in with Dan.
Quiet day for the most part in northern Utah, mostly cloudy with a high temperature of 39 degrees. But if you're traveling south or east, expect to be heading into weather. We've got storms pushing into southern Utah that work their way all the way up to the southern end of the Wasatch Front, as well as extending over towards the Uinta Basin. And we will have snow above 5,500 feet.
.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The central and south end of the state getting it today, but it's coming our way here in the north. Let's head to the Weather Center and check in with Dan.
quiet day for the most part in northern Utah, mostly cloudy with a high temperature of 39 degrees. But if you are traveling south or east, expect to be heading into weather. We've got storms pushing into southern Utah that work their way all the way up to the southern end of the Wasatch Front, as well as extending over towards the Uinta Basin, and we will have snow above 5,500 feet.
.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The central and south end of the state getting it today, but it's coming our way here in the north. Let's head to the Weather Center and check in with Dan.
Quiet day for the most part in northern Utah, mostly cloudy with a high temperature of 39 degrees. But if you are traveling south or east, expect to be heading into weather. We've got storms pushing into southern Utah that work their way all the way up to the southern end of the Wasatch Front, as well as extending over towards the Uinta Basin, and we will have snow above 5,500 feet.
.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The central and south end of the state getting it today, but it's coming our way here in the north. Let's head to the Weather Center and check in with Dan.
Quiet day for the most part in northern Utah, mostly cloudy with a high temperature of 39 degrees. But if you are traveling south or east, expect to be heading into weather. We've got storms pushing into southern Utah that work their way all the way up to the southern end of the Wasatch Front, as well as extending over towards the Uinta Basin, and we will have snow above 5,500 feet.
.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The central and south end of the state getting it today, but it's coming our way here in the north. Let's head to the Weather Center and check in with Dan.
Quiet day for the most part in northern Utah, mostly cloudy with a high temperature of 39 degrees. But if you are traveling south or east, expect to be heading into weather. We've got storms pushing into southern Utah that work their way all the way up to the southern end of the Wasatch Front, as well as extending over towards the Uinta Basin, and we will have snow above 5,500 feet.
.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The central and south end of the state getting it today, but it's coming our way here in the north. Let's head to the Weather Center and check in with Dan.
Quiet day for the most part in northern Utah, mostly cloudy with a high temperature of 39 degrees. But if you are traveling south or east, expect to be heading into weather. We've got storms pushing into southern Utah that work their way all the way up to the southern end of the Wasatch Front, as well as extending over towards the Uinta Basin, and we will have snow above 5,500 feet.
.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The central and south end of the state getting it today, but it's coming our way here in the north. Let's head to the Weather Center and check in with Dan.
Quiet day for the most part in northern Utah, mostly cloudy with a high temperature of 39 degrees. But if you are traveling south or east, expect to be heading into weather. We've got storms pushing into southern Utah that work their way all the way up to the southern end of the Wasatch Front, as well as extending over towards the Uinta Basin, and we will have snow above 5,500 feet.
.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The central and south end of the state getting it today, but it's coming our way here in the north. Let's head to the Weather Center and check in with Dan.
Quiet day for the most part in northern Utah, mostly cloudy with a high temperature of 39 degrees. But if you are traveling south or east, expect to be heading into weather. We've got storms pushing into southern Utah that work their way all the way up to the southern end of the Wasatch Front, as well as extending over towards the Uinta Basin, and we will have snow above 5,500 feet.
.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The central and south end of the state getting it today, but it's coming our way here in the north. Let's head to the Weather Center and check in with Dan.
Quiet day for the most part in northern Utah, mostly cloudy with a high temperature of 39 degrees. But if you are traveling south or east, expect to be heading into weather. We've got storms pushing into southern Utah that work their way all the way up to the southern end of the Wasatch Front, as well as extending over towards the Uinta Basin, and we will have snow above 5,500 feet.
.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The central and south end of the state getting it today, but it's coming our way here in the north. Let's head to the Weather Center and check in with Dan.
Quiet day for the most part in northern Utah, mostly cloudy with a high temperature of 39 degrees. But if you are traveling south or east, expect to be heading into weather. We've got storms pushing into southern Utah that work their way all the way up to the southern end of the Wasatch Front, as well as extending over towards the Uinta Basin, and we will have snow above 5,500 feet.
.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The central and south end of the state getting it today, but it's coming our way here in the north. Let's head to the Weather Center and check in with Dan.
Quiet day for the most part in northern Utah, mostly cloudy with a high temperature of 39 degrees. But if you are traveling south or east, expect to be heading into weather. We've got storms pushing into southern Utah that work their way all the way up to the southern end of the Wasatch Front, as well as extending over towards the Uinta Basin, and we will have snow above 5,500 feet.
.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The central and south end of the state getting it today, but it's coming our way here in the north. Let's head to the Weather Center and check in with Dan.
Quiet day for the most part in northern Utah. Mostly cloudy with a high temperature of 39 degrees. But if you're traveling south or east, expect to be heading into weather. We've got storms pushing into southern Utah that work their way all the way up to the southern end of the Wasatch Front, as well as extending over towards the Uinta Basin. And we will have snow above 5,500 feet.
Kitchen.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The central and south end of the state getting it today, but it's coming our way here in the north. Let's head to the Weather Center and check in with Dan.
Quiet day for the most part in northern Utah. Mostly cloudy with a high temperature of 39 degrees. But if you're traveling south or east, expect to be heading into weather. We've got storms pushing into southern Utah that work their way all the way up to the southern end of the Wasatch Front, as well as extending over towards the Uinta Basin. And we will have snow above 5,500 feet.
Kitchen.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The central and south end of the state getting it today, but it's coming our way here in the north. Let's head to the Weather Center and check in with Dan.
Quiet day for the most part in northern Utah. Mostly cloudy with a high temperature of 39 degrees. But if you're traveling south or east, expect to be heading into weather. We've got storms pushing into southern Utah that work their way all the way up to the southern end of the Wasatch Front, as well as extending over towards the Uinta Basin. And we will have snow above 5,500 feet.
Kitchen.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The central and south end of the state getting it today, but it's coming our way here in the north. Let's head to the Weather Center and check in with Dan.
Quiet day for the most part in northern Utah. Mostly cloudy with a high temperature of 39 degrees. But if you're traveling south or east, expect to be heading into weather. We've got storms pushing into southern Utah that work their way all the way up to the southern end of the Wasatch Front, as well as extending over towards the Uinta Basin. And we will have snow above 5,500 feet.
Kitchen.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The central and south end of the state getting it today, but it's coming our way here in the north. Let's head to the Weather Center and check in with Dan.
Quiet day for the most part in northern Utah. Mostly cloudy with a high temperature of 39 degrees. But if you're traveling south or east, expect to be heading into weather. We've got storms pushing into southern Utah that work their way all the way up to the southern end of the Wasatch Front, as well as extending over towards the Uinta Basin. And we will have snow above 5,500 feet.
Kitchen.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The central and south end of the state getting it today, but it's coming our way here in the north. Let's head to the Weather Center and check in with Dan.
Quiet day for the most part in northern Utah. Mostly cloudy with a high temperature of 39 degrees. But if you're traveling south or east, expect to be heading into weather. We've got storms pushing into southern Utah that work their way all the way up to the southern end of the Wasatch Front, as well as extending over towards the Uinta Basin. And we will have snow above 5,500 feet.
Kitchen.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The central and south end of the state getting it today, but it's coming our way here in the north. Let's head to the Weather Center and check in with Dan.
Quiet day for the most part in northern Utah. Mostly cloudy with a high temperature of 39 degrees. But if you're traveling south or east, expect to be heading into weather. We've got storms pushing into southern Utah that work their way all the way up to the southern end of the Wasatch Front, as well as extending over towards the Uinta Basin. And we will have snow above 5,500 feet.
Kitchen.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The central and south end of the state getting it today, but it's coming our way here in the north. Let's head to the Weather Center and check in with Dan.
Quiet day for the most part in northern Utah. Mostly cloudy with a high temperature of 39 degrees. But if you're traveling south or east, expect to be heading into weather. We've got storms pushing into southern Utah that work their way all the way up to the southern end of the Wasatch Front, as well as extending over towards the Uinta Basin. And we will have snow above 5,500 feet.
Kitchen.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The central and south end of the state getting it today, but it's coming our way here in the north. Let's head to the Weather Center and check in with Dan.
Quiet day for the most part in northern Utah. Mostly cloudy with a high temperature of 39 degrees. But if you're traveling south or east, expect to be heading into weather. We've got storms pushing into southern Utah that work their way all the way up to the southern end of the Wasatch Front, as well as extending over towards the Uinta Basin. And we will have snow above 5,500 feet.
Kitchen.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The central and south end of the state getting it today, but it's coming our way here in the north. Let's head to the Weather Center and check in with Dan.
Quiet day for the most part in northern Utah, mostly cloudy with a high temperature of 39 degrees. But if you are traveling south or east, expect to be heading into weather. We've got storms pushing into southern Utah that work their way all the way up to the southern end of the Wasatch Front, as well as extending over towards the Uinta Basin, and we will have snow above 5,500 feet.
.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The central and south end of the state getting it today, but it's coming our way here in the north. Let's head to the Weather Center and check in with Dan.
Quiet day for the most part in northern Utah, mostly cloudy with a high temperature of 39 degrees. But if you are traveling south or east, expect to be heading into weather. We've got storms pushing into southern Utah that work their way all the way up to the southern end of the Wasatch Front, as well as extending over towards the Uinta Basin, and we will have snow above 5,500 feet.
So if you're .com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The central and south end of the state getting it today, but it's coming our way here in the north. Let's head to the Weather Center and check in with Dan.
Quiet day for the most part in northern Utah, mostly cloudy with a high temperature of 39 degrees. But if you are traveling south or east, expect to be heading into weather. We've got storms pushing into southern Utah that work their way all the way up to the southern end of the Wasatch Front, as well as extending over towards the Uinta Basin, and we will have snow above 5,500 feet. So if you're traveling
.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.